The next step for the bridge builders was to produce an REF, a Review of Environmental Factors document, to determine the effect that the new bridge would have on the community and the environment.
We break the studies down into components, and we look at various things such as cost, effect on transport, efficiency. We also look at the environment, such as the flora, fauna, water quality, and so on. We also look at socio-economic considerations, such as the effect on the community, and all that is brought together in one report. A lot of the studies are done by specialist subcontractors or consultants, and all those reports are compiled into one document called our REF report. That report then looks at all the issues and justifies the project and lists any mitigation measures we need to address in doing the project, and basically it then is assessed independently, which we then obtain environmental clearance for the project to proceed.
Anne Gill, a Euston resident, was a member of the Community Consultative Committee that had an input into the REF document. She clarifies some of the environmental issues that were discussed.
There was the birds. I've forgotten just exactly what ones there were now that were mentioned, but there was one cockatoo, but in the long run I think it proved that they really didn't nest on the river, they nested out a bit further. There was about six birds that were found there, but they really weren't a problem. Fish was another one. That there was billabongs between the bridge and the town here. One option was to go along the river, but the fish were breeding there, so that was one of the reasons that it wasn't accepted. There were others.
So the fact that there were certain fish breeding there just changed the whole course of the bridge, didn't it?
The
position of it.
Well, it probably helped too that it was a breeding ground. It was breeding ground for a couple of different things, but the fish, I think, were the main ones that they get out into that water and they breed there.
Can you give me a dimension of this bridge? How long is it actually from beginning to end, the span?
The three bridges are, we've got a main bridge which is 670-odd metres long, and about 380 metres of that is box girder and the rest is super T's. We've got two approach bridges. The first approach bridge is about 156 metres long and it's all super T girders, and the second approach bridge is 180 metres long approximately, and each of these bridges is connected by a road embankment and pavement.
So how many lanes does this bridge have, and how many footways or cycleways and so on?
On the three bridges there's two traffic lanes for both directions, one southbound, one northbound. It caters for about 3,000 vehicles a day, so that's quite adequate. On the main bridge we've also installed a 2 metre wide footway which takes people from Robinvale across the Murray River through the floodplain and into the New South Wales floodplain. That will connect up to a picnic area over on the New South Wales floodplain. There's also a proposal that a pathway be connected through to Euston as well. So that will provide a cycle walkway from Euston to Robinvale. The bridge is entirely above the highest flood level. We've designed the bridge that the highest flood level will be below the underside of the deck on all sections. We don't want a situation where the water does bank up against the bridge because of the problems associated with banking up of water upstream and also damage to the bridge, possibly resulting from debris coming down the river and overtopping the road and things like that.